This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so with that as prologue, some of the differences now in the individual tax code that the House and Senate are going to have to sort out. First, among them, tax brackets, arguably the key to the simplification that the GOP has promised with these plans. The House bill has four brackets. That is down from the current seven with lower tax rates. The Senate sticks with seven brackets with slightly lower rates for them. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra looked into how this compromise might work out.
Four brackets, seven brackets. Which is better for taxpayers? Depends how much money you make. For instance, the top tax rate of 38.5% in the Senate bill is lower than the 39.6% rate in the House bill. Tom Wheelwright is a tax advisor at the CPA firm Provision.
Obviously, for a high income earner, the Senate bill's better. It's a lower tax rate. It's really going to depend on where you fall in the brackets as to whether it's better for you or worse for you.
And thing is, you have to consider any changes to the tax bracket system in the context of the bills as a whole. Lindsay Kashgarian from the National Priorities Project says the bills treat a lot of things differently. Child tax credits, student tuition, mortgage interest.
So there are so many other pieces involved that the brackets alone, they're definitely a big part of it, but they're not showing the true picture of what will happen to people, especially at the bottom.
Those are people who rely on the tax credits or deductions that are likely to change under these bills. Bill Smith from the accounting firm CBIZ MHM doesn't think the number of tax brackets will be one of the big fights.
I think the fights will be held on other provisions. I don't think anybody's going to care particularly whether it's three or seven brackets or whatever the numbers turn out to be.
Smith says the two houses of Congress will probably meet in the middle. Five brackets, anyone? I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.